Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 24. It reads, "Greet all your leaders and all God's people. Those from Italy send you their greetings." Now, here we have a final exhortation and an intriguing greeting, those from Italy. Different people have different opinions upon whether it means that this letter was written from Italy to people who knew them, or to people in Italy, and the greetings come from those who are now not in Italy any longer. It perhaps could mean either. Of course, Aquila and Priscilla came from Rome. Verse 18, verse 2, there he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. So there's a connection there. Of course, Timothy had been imprisoned in Rome. There's another connection. We mentioned Timothy just a little earlier in this chapter. So which way round is it? I don't know for sure. My sense is that it makes a little more sense for this letter to be written outside Italy and sent back to Italy. Those from Italy send you their greetings seems to imply that previous occupants of Italy are with the person writing the letter and want to send their good wishes back to their former friends and church members back in the church in Italy. But either way, it is interesting that he wants to give a personal greeting and to send that sense of personal encouragement to them, as we've already talked about earlier in Hebrews chapter 13. This is not just a doctrinal treatise. This is not just a set of propositions about the right truth. It's also a word of exhortation written from somebody who is connected with the people he's writing to and who genuinely cares for them. He says, greet all your leaders and all God's people. This final exhortation, why is it here? At the end of this letter, why? Given some of what is contained in Hebrews, perhaps it's because the church had been compartmentalizing. It had become sectioned off bit by bit. Perhaps some house churches were becoming separate from others. And that's why in the letter he talks about encouraging one another, about seeing to it that no one develops a sinful, unbelieving heart, that they must continue to meet together. Perhaps some parts of the church were estranged from one another. And perhaps some of the members were estranged from the leaders. That's why he says, greet all your leaders. Perhaps not just your favourite ones or the ones that you have near you. No, greet all of them. And perhaps, again, that's why the instructions in verse 7 and verse 17 of Hebrews 13 are there about honouring and respecting the leaders. Are we expressing gratitude to those who taught us and have led us? Are we passing on what we have learned? How lucky we are that someone took the time to teach us not only how to become a Christian, but how to grow. Are we passing on what we've learned? It's not meant to stop with us. In any case, let's be sure that we don't keep our friends in boxes separate from everybody else. Let's make sure that we're reaching out to and encouraging all kinds of people. Let's greet all of the leaders in our church and all of God's people, and not just our best friends and those we feel closest to. It's vital that the church is the place where we have friends very different from the kinds of friends we would have if we were not Christians. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 25. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is mccx. And if you'd like to find us in iTunes, just go there, type mccx into the search bar, look under podcasts, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.